This is KCUR 89.3. For decades now, Kansas City music fans have known the name Kelly Hunt. She's a blues piano player who sounds like this. But lately, there's been another Kelly Hunt in town. KCUR contributor Mike Warren has her story.
I'm banjo Kelly Hunt around these parts.
Kelly Hunt moved here from Memphis 3 years ago for a job in graphic design. At night, she's built her own following, starting with open mics and earning a regular spot every second Saturday night at the Westport Saloon.
Tell me one more time what you came to know.
Her first album is out this month. With fiddler Stosh Haney and a cast of other musicians, the record reveals Hunt's power as a musician and a songwriter. Her voice will draw people in just as much as her banjo.
I was born on the riverbank. I was born on the riverbank.
I always think of my first instrument as my voice because that's the first thing that I really felt at home with. You know, I was always singing as a child, and my mother studied vocal performance at UMKC, so that was something she instilled in us very early on.
But Hunt was also drawn to banjo early in her life.
I have an uncle who plays bluegrass banjo, and I was just struck by how distinctive its voice is. It just has so much character.
Hunt's banjo sounds different from what listeners might expect.
Such a meaty instrument, but it is capable of being, I think people think of banjo as being really loud and tinny and kind of, I don't know, it has a very quiet and emotive quality to it as well.
Every banjo has a story. Hunt plays a four-string tenor banjo that's nearly a century old. A friend introduced her to it.
I wasn't even looking for another banjo, but he brought it to me. I saw it. It had, you know, the original calfskin head, and I just picked it, and it had such a different, warm, mellow, soulful quality to it.
That banjo is so distinct, it has a name.
That banjo came with a little piece of paper that said it was played by a man named Ira Tam and his dog and pony show from 1920 to 1935, and I thought, well, you're Ira then.
You get a dollar in the jar and a tip of the hat. I could swear you've been following me. I know what to say about that.
You can see, you know, because it's the leather head, you see the oils seep into the skin. And so I can see Ira's, you know, where he held the banjo head, where he tapped it and played it, he's left his mark on him. His oils are still in there. And then mine are on a whole different side of the head now, and I've kind of made my mark too.
Hunt's album is marked by nostalgia and even homesickness for her native South. Her song, Men in Blue and Gray, tells the story of a Civil War photographer forced to use his glass plate photographs to repair a damaged greenhouse.
So my background in college, I studied visual arts, and my focus was 19th century photography. And so I was making photographs on glass plates. And when I moved to Kansas City, a friend of mine told me this story and said, I think you're the person to write this song.
There was a man in the wartime, a photographer by trade, commissioned to document the war being waged.
I was just flooded with all this imagery of what it would be like to be inside one of those structures and all the symbolism of that.
The plants below begin to grow and they reach up for the day. They thrive beneath the shelter of the men of blue and gray.
Songs like that have made Kelly Hunt's name distinct. That and her banjo.
We're getting just a little bit closer each day. We're moving right along.
Reporting for KCUR 89.3, I'm Mike Warren.
Kelly Hunt's record release party is Sunday at the Buffalo Room in Westport.